Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Heine Mainisch. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Basler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emck. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Blue trying to get to third. Cobb throws the ball into Hale, who tags Blue for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Basler reaches second base with a double. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gehringer. Cobb moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. Cochran scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emk hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Manish reaches third base with a triple. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Manish scores. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 1 in the game. Taubner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Basler hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Blue scores. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Taubner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a line drive towards the mound. Whitehill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tavener bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Basler moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Basler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Cy Perkins now catching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mainisch hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics too. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French, who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tavener strikes out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bassler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.